No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 26th day of July. Welcome, everyone. I'm so glad that you are here and that the Bible is a part of your day in some capacity today. We're continuing in the book of Isaiah today, reading chapters 40 through 43, and today's the last day in the Good News Translation. I'm going to take a sip of my coffee, and we're going to read Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Comfort my people, says our God. Comfort them. Encourage the people of Jerusalem. Tell them they have suffered long enough, and their sins are now forgiven. I have punished them in full for all their sins. A voice cries out, prepare in the wilderness a road for the Lord. Clear the way in the desert for our God. Fill every valley, level every mountain. The hills will become a plain, and the rough country will be made smooth. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it. The Lord himself has promised this. A voice cries out, proclaim a message. What message shall I proclaim? I ask. Proclaim that all human beings are like grass. They last no longer than wildflowers. Grass withers and flowers fade when the Lord sends the wind blowing over them. People are no more enduring than grass. Yes, grass withers and flowers fade, but the word of our God endures forever. Jerusalem, go up on a high mountain and proclaim the good news. Call out with a loud voice, Zion. Announce the good news. Speak out and do not be afraid. Tell the towns of Judah that their God is coming. The sovereign Lord is coming to rule with power, bringing with him the people he has rescued. He will take care of his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs together and carry them in his arms. He will gently lead their mothers. Can anyone measure the ocean by handfuls or measure the sky with his hands? Can anyone hold the soil of the earth in a cup or weigh the mountains and hills on scales? Can anyone tell the Lord what to do? Who can teach him or give him advice? With whom does God consult in order to know and understand and to learn how things should be done? To the Lord, the nations are nothing, no more than a drop of water. The distant islands are as light as dust. All the animals in the forests of Lebanon are not enough for a sacrifice to our God, and its trees are too few to kindle the fire. The nations are nothing at all to him. To whom can God be compared? How can you describe what he is like? He is not like an idol that workers make, that metal workers cover with gold and set in a base of silver. Anyone who cannot afford silver or gold chooses wood that will not rot. He finds a skillful worker to make an image that won't fall down. Do you not know? Were you not told long ago? Have you not heard how the world began? It was made by the one who sits on his throne, above the earth and beyond the sky. The people below look as tiny as ants. He stretched out the sky like a curtain, like a tent in which to live. He brings down powerful rulers and reduces them to nothing. They're like young plants, just set out and barely rooted. When the Lord sends a wind, they dry up and blow away like straw. To whom can the holy God be compared? Is there anyone else like him? Look up at the sky. Who created the stars, you see? The one who leads them out like an army, he knows how many there are and calls each one by name. His power is so great. Not one of them is ever missing. Israel, why then do you complain that the Lord doesn't know your troubles or care if you suffer injustice? Don't you know? Haven't you heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. He created all the world. He never grows tired or weary. No one understands his thoughts. He strengthens those who are weak and tired. Even those who are young grow weak. Young people can fall exhausted, but those who trust in the Lord for help will find their strength renewed. They will rise on wings like eagles. They will run and not get weary. They will walk and not grow weak. God says, "Be silent and listen to me, you distant lands. Get ready to present your case in court. You will have your chance to speak. Let us come together to decide who is right. Who was it that brought the conqueror from the east and makes him triumphant wherever he goes? Who gives him victory over kings and nations? His sword strikes them down as if they were dust. His arrows scatter them like straw before the wind. He follows in pursuit and marches safely on, so fast that he hardly touches the ground. Who was it that made this happen? Who was determined the course of history? I, the Lord, was there at the beginning, and I, the Lord, will be there at the end. The people of distant lands have seen what I have done. They are frightened and tremble with fear, so they all assemble and come. The skilled workers help and encourage each other. The carpenter says to the goldsmith, 'Well done.' The one who beats the idol smooth encourages the one who nails it together. They say, 'The soldering is good,' and they fasten the idol in place with nails. But you, Israel, my servant, you are the people that I have chosen, the descendants of Abraham, my friend. I brought you from the ends of the earth. I called you from its farthest corners and say to you, you are my servant. I did not reject you, but chose you. Do not be afraid. I am with you. I am your God. Let nothing terrify you. I will make you strong and help you. I will protect you and save you. Those who are angry with you will know the shame of defeat. Those who fight against you will die and will disappear from the earth. I am the Lord your God. I strengthen you and tell you, do not be afraid. I will help you." The Lord says, "Small and weak as you are, Israel, don't be afraid. I will help you. I, the Holy God of Israel, am the one who saves you. I will make you like a threshing board with spikes that are new and sharp. You will thresh mountains and destroy them. Hills will crumble into dust. You will toss them in the air. The wind will carry them off, and they will be scattered by the storm. Then you will be happy because I am your God. You will praise me, the Holy God of Israel. When my people in their need look for water, when their throats are dry with thirst, then I, the Lord, will answer their prayer. I, the God of Israel, will never abandon them. I will make rivers flow among barren hills and springs of water run in the valleys. I will turn the desert into pools of water and the dry land into flowing springs. I will make cedars grow in the desert and acacias and myrtles and olive trees. Forests will grow in barren land, forests of pine and juniper and cypress. People will see this and know that I, the Lord, have done it. they will come to understand that Israel's holy God has made it happen. The Lord, the King of Israel, has this to say: You God of the nations, present your case. Bring the best arguments you have. Come here and predict what will happen, so that we will know it when it takes place. Explain to the court the events of the past and tell us what they mean. Tell us what the future holds. Then we will know that you are gods. Do something good or bring some disaster. Fill us with fear and awe. You and all you do are nothing. Those who worship you are disgusting. I have chosen a man who lives in the east. I will bring him to attack from the north. He tramples on rulers as if they were mud, like a potter trampling clay. Which of you predicted that this would happen so that we could say that you were right? None of you said a word about it. No one heard you say a thing. I, the Lord, was the first to tell Zion the news. I sent a messenger to Jerusalem to say, Your people are coming. They are coming home. When I looked among the gods, none of them had a thing to say. Not one could answer the questions I asked. All these gods are useless. They can do nothing at all. These idols are weak and powerless. The Lord says, Here is my servant, whom I strengthen, the one I have chosen, with whom I am pleased. I have filled him with my spirit, and he will bring justice to every nation. He will not shout or raise his voice or make loud speeches in the streets. He will not break off a bent reed, nor put out a flickering lamp. He will bring lasting justice to all. He will not lose hope or courage. He will establish justice on the earth. Distant lands eagerly wait for his teaching. God created the heavens and stretched them out. He fashioned the earth and all that lives there. He gave life and breath to all its people. And now the Lord God says to his servant, I, the Lord, have called you and given you power to see that justice is done on earth. Through you, I will make a covenant with all peoples. Through you, I will bring light to the nations. You will open the eyes of the blind and set free those who sit in dark prisons. I alone am the Lord your God. No other God may share my glory. I will not let idols share my praise. The things I predicted have now come true. Now I will tell you of new things, even before they begin to happen. Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing his praise, all the world. Praise him, you that sail the sea. Praise him, all creatures of the sea. Sing, distant lands and all who live there. Let the desert and its towns praise God. Let the people of Kedar praise him. Let those who live in the city of Selah shout for joy from the tops of the mountains. Let those who live in distant lands give praise and glory to the Lord. The Lord goes out to fight like a warrior. He is ready and eager for battle. He gives a war cry, a battle shout. He shows his power against his enemies. God says, For a long time I kept silent. I did not answer my people. But now the time to act has come. I cry out like a woman in labor. I will destroy the hills and mountains and dry up the grass and trees. I will turn the river valleys into deserts and dry up the pools of water. I will lead my blind people by roads they have never traveled. I will turn their darkness into light and make rough country smooth before them. These are my promises, and I will keep them without fail. All who trust in idols, who call images their gods, will be humiliated and disgraced. The Lord says, Listen, you deaf people. Look closely, you that are blind. Is anyone more blind than my servant, more deaf than the messenger I send? Israel, You have seen so much, but what has it meant to you? You have ears to hear with, but what have you really heard? The Lord is a God who is eager to save. So he exalted his laws and teachings, and he wanted his people to honor them. But now his people have been plundered. They are locked up in dungeons and hidden away in prisons. They were robbed and plundered with no one to come to their rescue. Will any of you listen to this? From now on, will you listen with care? Who gave Israel up to the looters? It was the Lord himself against whom we sinned. We would not live as he wanted us to live, or obey the teachings he gave us. So he made us feel the force of his anger and suffer the violence of war. Like fire, his anger burned throughout Israel, but we never knew what was happening. We learned nothing at all from it. Israel, the Lord who created you says, "Do not be afraid. I will save you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through deep waters, I will be with you. Your troubles will not overwhelm you. When you pass through fire, you will not be burned. The hard trials that come will not hurt you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy God of Israel, who saves you. I will give up Egypt to set you free. I will give up Ethiopia and Seba. I will give up whole nations to save your life, because you are precious to me, and because I love you and give you honor. Do not be afraid. I am with you. From the distant east and the farthest west, I will bring your people home. I will tell the north to let them go, and the south not to hold them back. Let my people return from distant lands, from every part of the world. They are my own people, and I created them to bring me glory. God says, summon my people to court. They have eyes, but they are blind. They have ears, but they are deaf. Summon the nations to come to the trial. Which of their gods can predict the future? Which of them foretold what is happening now? Let these gods bring in their witnesses to prove that they are right, to testify to the truth of their words. People of Israel, you are my witnesses. I choose you to be my servant, so that you would know me and believe in me and understand that I am the only God. Besides me, there is no other God. There never was and never will be. I alone am the Lord, the only one who can save you. I predicted what would happen, and then I came to your aid. No foreign God has ever done this. You are my witnesses. I am God, and always will be. No one can escape from my power. No one can change what I do. Israel's holy God, the Lord who saves you, says, to save you, I will send an army against Babylon. I will break down the city gates, and the shouts of her people will turn into crying. I am the Lord, your holy God. I created you, Israel, and I am your king. Long ago, the Lord made a road through the sea, a path through the swirling waters. He led a mighty army to destruction, an army of chariots and horses. Down they fell, never to rise, snuffed out like the flame of a lamp. But the Lord says, do not cling to events of the past or dwell on what happened long ago. Watch for the new thing I am going to do. It is happening already. You can see it now. I will make a road through the wilderness and give you streams of water there. Even the wild animals will honor me. Jackals and ostriches will praise me. When I make rivers flow in the desert, to give water to my chosen people. They are the people I made for myself, and they will sing my praises. The Lord says, but you were tired of me, Israel. You did not worship me. You did not bring me your burnt offerings of sheep. You did not honor me with your sacrifices. I did not burden you by demanding offerings or wear you out by asking for incense. You didn't buy incense for me or satisfy me with the fat of your animals. Instead, you burdened me with your sins. You wore me out with the wrongs you have committed. And yet, I am the God who forgives your sins. And I do this because of who I am. I will not hold your sins against you. Let us go to court. Bring your accusation. Present your case to prove you are in the right. Your earliest ancestor sinned. Your leaders sinned against me. And your rulers profaned my sanctuary. So I brought destruction on Israel. I let my own people be insulted. Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you for this time that we've had together in your word. We thank you for this week. Thank you that you have spoke to our hearts. Thank you for everything that you have said. Everything that we may have wanted to hear, and certainly everything we have not wanted to hear. But the things that we don't want to hear are the things we need to hear. We need to hear them to change them. Thank you, God, that when we come, when we repent, when we feel the consequences of our sin, when we go through the process, it burns, it hurts. But that burning away, you bring your healing, you bring your purity to us. You purify us from the inside out. We thank you, we praise you, and we worship you. And I pray this all in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hello, everyone. This is Sonia from Austin, Texas. Just want to say hello. I haven't talked to y'all in a while. I want to lift up in prayers the mother and her daughter who does not have a place to live and is pregnant and is having some issues. I'm praying for that whole situation to work out, for her officer to let her go to live with you, and for you to reunite her with her 10-year-old daughter, and to be there for this next child that's getting ready to be born onto this planet. And I'm also praying for the lady whose friend is having kidney failure and needs possibly dialysis and a transplant. And then also I'm praying for a friend of mine whose oldest child at the age of 23 was murdered on July 1st in Austin, Texas. Went to pick his girlfriend up from work, got in an altercation with another young man about the age of 20 or 21, got knocked to the ground, and that young man ran him over and he died. So if you keep Mark's family in prayer, it's a horrible situation. And also just for the people all in Texas that have been affected by the floods. I know they're still searching for people, and it's been 10, 11 days now. And then the fire that's happening in the Grand Canyon, and it just seems like every week there's another natural disaster that's really affecting us. So, dear Jesus, I just want to say thank you for your love for us, and to please be with these people. In Jesus' name, amen. Love y'all.
Hi, this is John 16:33 from Montana. I have a praise report. I called in a while back with praying with a teenage child who was struggling with depression and suicidal thoughts. Happy to report she's doing much better on that. I think the Lord moved us toward a medication that has helped a lot with that, and I'm very grateful for that. I would like another prayer request for the same child. She has been having a lot of trouble sleeping, a lot of trouble falling asleep. Not sure why. but not getting enough sleep. And once she's able to fall asleep, she can stay asleep, so she can sleep in and catch up, but that's not going to be realistic when school starts again this fall. So if people could pray for her to be able to get better sleep, fall asleep when she's ready to go to bed, and get enough sleep, I would really appreciate it. And thankful for this community, thankful for the Harden family doing this podcast. And I don't call in a lot, but I'm always praying for all the prayer requests that I hear, and I know so many others are. So thank you. Have a great day. God bless you.
This is Going by Grace. I was using Grandma Grace for a bit, but someone else came in new that didn't know that. So I'll just go back to my original Going by Grace. And thank you, dear, dear Kingdom Seeker Daniel, that added joy to my name. We are overcomers because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Our word is God is faithful. And 35 years ago when my first son died, at 1 week old, God gave me the song that I heard on the radio just before he died, and got that song has been a comfort to me and many others. And then 31 years later, when his brother also died at 27, my first two sons both went to heaven. God is too wise to be mistaken. God is too good to be untrue. So when you don't understand, when you can't trace his hand, when you can't trace his hand, trust his heart, he alone is faithful and true. He alone knows what is good for you. Ooh, ooh. But when you don't understand, when you can't see his plan, when you can't trace his hand, trust his heart.
I like the version by Cynthia Clausen. I got to actually meet her 10 years later. She happened to be visiting our church on the West Coast, and God is so good. So it was so great to hear Walking in Truth praying for Lady of Victory, and then a minute later, Lady of Victory coming on, sounding victorious, praying over everybody as she is. I missed your voice, dear. So this is Going by Grace. I'm a grandma of 8 and just rejoicing in God's goodness. Amen.